This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno, in New Delhi today. He said that both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. He also stressed that the global order is undergoing a profound transformation and the world must adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on responsible and ethical values, which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designated 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism and AI.
India is hosting the AI Impact Summit next month. Our approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on its responsible and ethical use. I think it's very similar to the approach of Europe. We are confident that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration.
He expressed confidence that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration between the two countries. The External Affairs Minister said that both India and Spain are marking 70 years of diplomatic relations this year. He said both the countries are enjoying a warm and friendly relation rooted in shared democratic values and respect for multilateralism and rule-based order.
India and Spain enjoy warm and friendly relations rooted in shared democratic values and respect for multilateralism and a rule-based order. Our political engagement has grown steadily, marked by regular high-level exchanges. India and Spain will celebrate in 2026 this year the 70th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations, as well as the dual year of culture, tourism and artificial intelligence.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings to the people of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the states are blessed with rich cultural legacy, vibrant traditions and extraordinary natural beauty. Mr. Radhakrishnan expressed hope that these vibrant states continue to contribute to the country's progress through inclusive growth, cultural richness and sustainable development. Mr. Modi also prayed that the states prosper significantly in the coming times. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the booth-level officers are the foundational pillar for the electoral democracy in the country. Addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM, 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said India is a mother of democracy and maintaining pure electoral rolls with inclusion of every eligible elector is essential for the strengthening of democracy. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In an address at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, she said that after Davos, the next weekend she will travel to India. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th to 27th. They will be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Indian-origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams retired from the space agency after 27 years of remarkable service. The retirement, effective from the 27th of last month, was announced by NASA this morning. In men's cricket, the five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand will begin today. The opening match of the series will be played in Nagpur this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.7% down during forenoon trade today. The Sensex plunged 622 points to 81,558, while the Nifty fell 182 points to 25,051 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, consumer durables were dragging the most, followed by IT and PSU Bank. And that is the end of this news bulletin.